Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here we go. Ready? Go.
It's Football Friday.
We gotta have it now.
Powered by Bud Light Seltzer, official partner of the Seattle Seahawks.
Come on, you're getting hot now. You're getting hot. You're too hot, baby.
On your home for college football Saturdays and the NFL, Seattle Sports Radio 950.
Let's go get it.
KJR.
It is Bud Light Football Friday, brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, official partner of your Seattle Seahawks. Welcome in. Ian Furness with you in the Carter Volkswagen studio. Carter Volkswagen, CarterVW.com. Kevin, where might you be?
Ian, I'm in the Redbox producer's booth, and Redbox has the newest movies. They're fresh from the theater, and they're under $2 a night. So head to the box or stream on demand.
Let's get to it.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Headlines brought to you by VenueKings, VenueKings.com. Seahawks 28-21 winners over Arizona right now as it stands in sole possession of first place in the NFC West. Third overall in the NFC Conference. Do some scoreboard watching, and they now have 11 days off. Pretty nice day. Win, mini bye, first play, sit back, get healthy, and they will get, for the most part, very healthy over the next couple of weeks. Expected back for the Philadelphia Monday night game would be Chris Carson. Nice. Shaquille Griffin. Nice. Daryl Taylor, I hear, may start practicing next week, which would be an addition to an already, we'll talk about this, much improved front four.
What's that? They have a pass rush.
The only bad news coming out of it, the foot injury to Greg Olsen may end his season and or career. You kind of cross your fingers and hope like hell that a guy that's been a class act in this league is not done, and we'll see him come postseason time. We'll wait and see on that. As far as the Pac-12 is concerned, a lot of news there. All of it good so far. According to John Wilner, I'll just base it all on him. Basically, UCLA, Cal, Arizona, USC all on track, have left and are rocking and rolling. I checked with Wazoo. They also left where I'm planning to leave today to go to Stanford as well. So it looks like all the games that are still on the schedule, remember one had been canceled, are on for this weekend. Now, they may move Washington State and Stanford because there's a curfew in effect in California.
Nothing is easy.
The coronavirus is much more contagious after 10 p.m., so they have imposed a curfew. Unless you're the governor, and then you can go out to dinner. All right. Let's see. So, man, what else do we got in the world of sports? I had one other thing I wanted to get to here. How about this? Toronto Raptors are going to play in Tampa, at least to start the NBA season. And it looks like there may have face coverings mandatory in football games in Pennsylvania. Could that affect the Seahawks in a couple weeks? Next game is in Philadelphia, by the way. There are your headlines. So, yeah, right now, college, UCLA, Oregon, Cal at Oregon State. Those are both 12:30 games scheduled for tomorrow. Arizona, Washington, as you well know, is 5 o'clock on Q13 Fox and Sports Radio 950 KJR. 1 o'clock pregame with Softie and Friends. Washington State, Stanford, 7:30. USC and Utah also 7:30. Now, the only game in California this weekend is the Stanford game hosting Wazoo. I just, for the life of me, don't know why they didn't move this game up to Pullman 4 days ago. Makes absolutely zero sense whatsoever they didn't do that.
Well, you're trying to honor home games. I mean,
but you don't have a crowd. And so, and I'll go back now. Maybe Wazoo didn't want it, because I'll go back to what we talked about with the Cougs, and we'll get to the Seahawks in just a second. Just I want to mention this real quick. Brink had a good point the other day. It's almost a disadvantage of playing at home right now. You make three big plays, and there's like crickets.
Yeah.
And as opposed to on the road, you're used to that. Like, you kind of want to quiet everybody down. I don't know. Odd. We'll see what happens. I don't know where you move it. The obvious one would be Cal, Oregon State is 12:30, and Washington State, Stanford is at 7:30. Those are both FS1 games. Seems somewhat unlikely at this late an hour that you would flip games 7 hours. But I don't know. I mean, travel schedules, you know, Wazoo might have wanted to leave earlier, as opposed to, hey, we're getting down there tonight, and all of a sudden we're turning around and playing tomorrow. It kind of changes all your meetings and your meals and all those things. But it's 2020, and you better be flexible. So it could happen, so we'll wait and see. I'm sure our boy John Wilner will have that at some point as the afternoon wears on.
I would just like to request that we don't move the Husky game, please. That just becomes a real pain in my ass.
I don't think they will, only for this reason, Kev, is that's the big Fox game. That's the national game on Fox.
Yeah.
The FS1, obviously, is so much different. It's still a national game, and it's still a national network, FS1 is. But it's not your priority as far as Fox is concerned. I don't know what the rest of your schedule looks like. I'll just wait for the news to come out later on. All right, let's get to it. 28-21, Seahawks get a win. Huge victory last night, just on so many levels. We're going to hear from Carlos Dunlap coming up at 1:20 today. Do you want to give away $100, $200, or $300 gift cards to Cutter and Buck? How about two?
Let's decide what's worthy.
Okay.
Well, let's make sure they're worthy.
Okay, because I've got an idea. I've got an idea that I'm going to throw at you in just a few minutes.
Okay.
To do that, it's going to be via text, and it's going to be very easy. But and I'm going to kind of incorporate the hockey world into this.
Oh.
It is about the Kraken. I'll tell you about the Kraken and their team store in a little bit. But we'll do that. Just quick thoughts on last night. There were so many crazy-ass storylines in that game. I mean, there really were. It was, and why you love sports last night probably is really kind of capsulized by what we saw last evening. And that is, if you were to write a script going into that game and expect, okay, this is going to happen, I would expect, this has to happen for this to happen, all those things. Almost none of what happened last night went to script. And what I mean by that is this. I thought going in that you would see Kyler Murray do some really special things and you would have to overcome that with your own offense.
Yeah.
I thought going into that game, you would see DeAndre Hopkins have just a crazy, he's going to go for 100 yards and you're going to have to overcome that. And you would do that with Russell Wilson bouncing back and having at least 250, 300 yards through the air, at least three, maybe four touchdown passes, and probably somewhere along the way, you would have won the turnover battle if you're Seattle, okay? None of that happened. None of that happened.
Uh-huh.
And the team in Arizona that had so-called momentum, had, frankly, maybe a little bit more on the defensive side of the football, we thought. But I go back, man. I told you last week, and you poo-pooed me, and a lot of other people did too. Second half of the Rams game, they gave up, after that first drive, 23 net yards. 23 net yards after that first touchdown drive by the first drive of the third quarter in L.A., they only gave up 23 net yards to the Seahawks defense. They did get better those final drives. And they were better last night. Yet we saw two long touchdown drives by Arizona, one of which, and this is where the game could have changed, the Diggs penalty was, and it was a legit call. I mean, he hit him late.
If that play happens, it's going to get flagged. Get used to it. Stop bitching.
I can't believe people would be complaining.
Yes. Tons of people.
Yeah. I mean,
guys, that's how the game gets called.
I'll be the first guy to complain about officiating. The call on Lewis, Damian Lewis, was absolutely atrocious. And then not to call a PI on the Hyde play on that same drive. Like, those were two horrible mistakes by the officials. The one on Diggs was not. He hit him late. And the problem is, even if you super slow-mo, and yeah, it was a shoulder to the shoulder, he hit him late, and he hit him hard. You're off the field. You might build on your lead. And I mentioned this to the guys up at TSN today. I'm not so sure Seattle doesn't boat race him at that point. Because Murray didn't look like he wanted any part of it. He had a Ben Roethlisberger attitude about him yesterday that I thought was – and you know what? None of us would ever advocate, I don't think, a guy getting hurt. I don't want to see that. But they hit him hard, and they let him know he's there. They're there. And I thought that was a big time part of that game yesterday, because he did not want to get hit.
It felt a little bit like they almost played like rope-a-dope last time they played him. Like, get him used to not having guys in his
face.
Well,
you're going to hear Carlos Dunlap in a second, because their game plan in this one was entirely different defensively.
It completely changed. I mean, completely changed what I said. They didn't even try, partially because they knew they weren't going to be able to, I think. But they didn't even try to touch him last time.
Well, they didn't want to lose him in
They didn't
want to
lose contain. Yeah,
and so, but they, and if you would have said, this is why we're not coaches. This is why we're not coaches.
Honestly, I can think of a few other reasons, but sure.
But this is why we're not a coach. Because if you said before the game, hey, they're going to get aggressive. They're going to get after it defensively. They're going to get aggressive. And go, 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 go. And I'm like, that's a recipe for disaster. Nope, opposite. He did not want to get hit. Like, he did not want to get hit. That whole nonsense every time you go to the sideline and you're rolling my shoulder this, my throwing shoulder that, and then you still throw a couple balls that you did. It obviously wasn't that bad, because you still threw a couple dimes off your back foot that were just pure arm strength that not a lot of quarterbacks in this league have the arm talent to do. He didn't want to get hit. And they got physical with him. Now, they had the dudes. Mayoa back. Whether he's on the score sheet or not, doesn't matter. Mayoa back. Jaron Reed looks like Jaron Reed 2018. And maybe Jaron Reed needed Frank Clark back. He doesn't have Frank, but he's got Carlos Dunlap. But they got in their face, and they were aggressive. But that game didn't go at all like it was planned to go. Like, none of it. Russell throws for 197. Now, in his defense, DK dropped two balls, both. One was a touchdown. The other one, I'm thinking, he catches that on the fly. He's gone. Who's catching him? We saw that. We've seen that before.
Yeah.
The answer is nobody. That's why we love sports. In the end, though, this team showed you so much. And this wasn't one where, boy, you kind of feel lucky they won. Nah, I think the better team won yesterday, and it would have been a shame if they would have pulled off a miracle Arizona yet again and got something. And I'm not so sure they don't go for two and try to win it.
It would have made sense.
But in the end, the better team won, and they proved that yesterday.
And we get to, and this is the one cool thing is, look, I think everyone agreed going into it how big of a game that was. Mm-hmm. You get to puff your chest out after you go into a game knowing it's a huge game, and you handle them, especially on defense. I don't want to hear about the running game that they totally changed the way that they play on offense. Not really. They were able to run a little bit more with a little bit more success with Hyde.
I'm going to disagree with you there. We'll do that next time.
What they did on defense is the story of that game.
Yeah, they still ran for 165, and they did it in a different way they've done it before.
Sure, yards, but not more frequently.
No, they ran 31 times, which they ran 17 last week.
How many of those were scrambles? Like 9 of them.
He had 10 rushes. I don't know if was every one a scramble.
I think 8 or 9 of them were on scrambles.
I mean, I'll tell you this, and we're gonna play a little bite with Carlos Hyde coming back. They ran differently.
It wasn't.
That was a different running game.
The way they ran is different, not the frequency.
Because of him.
Yep.
Because of him, they ran different. Well, how they started the game. Started the game running the ball. And I love. I'll tell you what. Bo Scarborough sucks that he got hurt. I mentioned. Yeah. Sucks he got hurt. He ran like a mole, man. Look at that dude. He looked like Detroit guy.
He's a big dude.
When he left here and went to Detroit, I was like, why did he let go? All right. When we come back, we're gonna give you a chance to win. I'm going to guess it's going to be 2. I think I'm going to go with 2 right now, Kev.
We'll see if they earn it.
But I'll tell you how you're going to earn $100 to Cutter & Buck Outlet Store up in North Bend. It's going to be a fun way to play it via text. Also, we'll hear a really fun interview with Carlos Dunlap. Do you think this guy's excited to be out of Cincinnati and Seattle? You'll hear that coming up next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Now back to our Football Friday, powered by Bud Light Seltzer. Official partner of the Seattle Seahawks on your home for college football Saturdays and the NFL. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
It's a division opponent. You want to be tough. You know, you don't want to, brother-in-law people, how they say it. Arizona's a physical team. We won't take anything away from those guys. But we definitely want to be physical. And that's part of my game is being physical. So I'm always coming like that.
Carlos Hyde, post-game last night with me over on Q13. Seahawks game day, post-game show. 14 carries, 79 yards, averaged 5.6 yards a carry. Had a touchdown, also added 16 yards on a couple receptions, including one for a first down through the air as well. The Seahawks getting the win, 28-21. Feels like they've righted the ship in a lot of ways, and they are going to get better health-wise. God, finally, huh? Finally going to get better health-wise, with the exception of Olsen. We'll see how Scarborough is and et cetera. But, you know, we should see a team get healthier over the next couple weeks. Nice. This was we talked about it before the game. There have been so many times when we've done interviews or seen guys on the podium the week of or right after a Thursday night game. And, I mean, I just think of, you know, Bennett, Baldwin, Sherman, et cetera, just sideways hating the Thursday games, hating them with a passion. And after the game on Sunday in L.A., to a man, these guys were like, let's get back at it. I'm glad we're playing Thursday. And it's a huge bonus when you get that taste out of your mouth, you get a win, and oh, by the way, not only do you get the weekend off, you get the next weekend off before playing on Monday night. So they get some real good time to rest and sit back and kind of heal up a little bit. We're going to hear from Carlos Dunlap in a second. But I want to do this today, Kevin. Our friends at Cutter & Buck, the outlet store up in North Bend at the Outlet Mall up there, which is a great spot to go for your Christmas shopping. Socially distanced and everything. They've got everything taken care of up there. You can feel safe going in there. Larry and his crew, they've got all kinds of great stuff for you, whatever you might be looking for. They've got the colleges, UW and Wazoo. They've always had Mariners gear. And back in stock this year, they've got Seahawks stuff as well. Now, they have non-logoed stuff. I wear it all the time. If you watch the TV shots in the morning, almost every Monday and Friday, I'm wearing a half zip from Cutter & Buck. Literally. I love their stuff. I love how it fits. And they do great stuff golf-wise, you know, casual business attire, which many of you are in these days. Maybe not going to the office, so you might be wearing a polo or
you get the polo and, you know, no pants on.
Yeah,
that's the whole idea.
And they got pants if you need them.
Oh, well, but if you don't.
If you don't. But they've got that, especially for working at home these days. Great spot. We have $100 gift cards. And we got a handful of them, depending on how we're going to give them up. But here's what I'm going to do today. And I want you guys listening. 49451 is our Coors Light text line. We're going to hear from Carlos Dunlap in a second. But get used to this, because the Kraken are coming, right?
Indeed.
The Kraken are coming. When and hockey fans know this. If you've been to a T-Bird game or a Silver Tips game, or maybe you're an NHL fan, you know this very well. At the end of every game, they do a three-star selection. I think it's fun. It's always one of those things that people get upset about.
Do they really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
No place more so than in the world of the Western Hockey League. And it becomes a thing, and it becomes petty. Portland plays Seattle. Seattle plays Portland. The team that wins has only one star. The other two stars come from the home team that got blown out 6-1. You know, just dumb stuff like that. It's fun because pettiness is what sports are all about. But normally what happens in hockey is you pick three stars in the media. Sometimes it's one guy. Sometimes it's whoever's covering the game gets handed a ballot, and you just boom, 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 you fill it out and go, okay, one, two, three, our three stars, who are they? And they get a little medal or something afterwards, what have you. It's kind of a cool thing. They come out and celebrate, wave their stick, throw a stick up in the crowd. Usually it's a replica stick. Here we go. I'm going to do the three stars from last night's game.
It's usually a replica stick?
Well, a lot of times it is.
Oh, I thought it was theirs.
Those things are expensive now, Kevin.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, well, it was just a little twig from Sherwood or something. Yeah, but not anymore. Anyway.
My youth is ruined.
Well, back when you were a youth, it might have been a stick or a broken one from the back that they send up there. But nevertheless. I won't even get into Christmas and Santa. So we're going to do I did a three stars. I wrote down my three stars, which we're going to talk about today. But I want you to guess who my three stars are, one, two, and three. Okay? Who are my three stars in order, one, two, and three from last night? 49451. And among the ones that get it right, we'll pick out one, two, three, they give you $100 to spend at Cutter & Buck. And I'll tell you right now, $100 there is going to go a long way, yep. and it's going to really help your Christmas out. So 49451, try to match up my three stars, which I've already written down. Kevin, I'm not going to show you. Probably won't see it. See that?
I want to guess, but I see there's you have stuff written down, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Well, there's one, and there's two, and there's three, and there's names by each one of them.
Okay.
My three stars. So 3 stars, 49451, in order. 1, 2, and 3.
With the top being first?
First one is not one.
Okay.
2, 3. In order. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Now, if you're at a hockey game, they go, the third star.
Yeah.
From your Seattle Thunderbirds, Kevin Chockey. Yeah. Here's Kevin. There he goes. No. 1, 2, and 3 in that order. Who are my 3 stars from last night? 49451 is the Coors Light text line. 49451. Text those in, and we'll get to those in just a couple of seconds. Because I do the 3 stars because I was going to do an MVP at first. And I went through it and looked back at it, and I looked at my list because when we do our post-game interviews, I send Jeff Garza's a great PR guy, and they're going through. I mean, it's hard for them. One guy's allowed in the locker room, that's it, and you're just kind of juggling stuff, and they got national TV. I looked at my list last night. I think I gave them like 6 or 7 guys that I wanted to talk to. And because there were 6 or 7 players that all jumped off the page at me last night for different reasons.
I love when we do this sort of thing and we get texts that I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
There's another guy.
Because the different guys that you guys come up with when you're texting them to 49451 kind of jog my mind. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You got to think about that. And there are so many directions to go from last night.
Because there were a lot of stars in that game last night. There were a lot of guys that stepped up. There were a lot of guys that were unsung heroes. A lot of guys that maybe weren't huge on the stat sheet that made a big difference in the football game. There's guys that you know scored touchdowns or had sacks or made defensive plays, what have you. There's a lot of different things. What I loved about that game last night was all of that, though, is that there were so many things going on and there were so many guys that jumped off the page. And, you know, when you lose a game, in the case of Seattle, when you lose 2 straight games, I think there's this dire feeling that like everything bad is amplified, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we got this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, and this wrong. All these things are wrong. Then when you win, sometimes it's like I'm gonna be honest. If I thought Kent Summers said it best, when we get to Carlos Dunlap in a second, I thought Kent Summers said it best the other day with Puck and Slick, you know. Let's be honest with Arizona. They lost at home to Miami. I know they're improved, but they lost at home to Miami.
And a good team should win at home against a team.
And they should have lost to Buffalo.
Yeah.
They don't call it a Hail Mary because it's a high percentage play.
A Hail Mary now.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. So you know, yeah. Like sometimes you can win. There's games Seattle has won this year and went, ah, boy, they got lucky. They tackled Cam at the goal line, right? Or this happened or that happened. No, last night, I'll stand by this. I think the better team won.
I totally agree with you.
And I'm not sure if I would have thought that going in, but the better team won, and it gives you great hope for optimism as the year goes on. So 49451, 1, 2, 3, 49451. Who are my 3 stars in that order? 1, 2, and 3. $100 to Cutter & Buck on the line. We're going to give away more than one gift card, and we'll do that as well. All right.
I think we might have to do 3, Ian. We got way more texts than I was expecting. we're going to have to go through all of these. I think we got to go with them.
Okay. Let's do this. Carlos Dunlap last night, I would think he would be in contention. What a breath of fresh air this guy is. Now, if I left Cincinnati, probably the only thing I'd miss is a chili. Not everybody likes it. I like the chili. Not everybody likes it. I get it.
It's weird.
But he comes here, and even last week after a loss, I felt like he was having fun. Kind of Jamal Adams like this year. Losing is not good, but I could be in New York with the Jets. I'm having fun. This is a bonus. We talked to Carlos Dunlap last night. I talked to both Carloses, actually, last night, now that I think of it.
Carlos Correa was also on your list.
Well, remember, I can't see always who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
I'm told in my ear, Carlos is here. Okay? There's two of them.
How big is he?
Is he 5'10 or is he 6'6"?
Is he wearing a running back number? Oh, shoot, that doesn't help.
Nope, he's wearing a mask, actually, as well, which is even better. Can't tell who he is. Anyway, Carlos Dunlap last night had 4 tackles, couple sacks, 2 tackles for loss, and 3 quarterback hits, and he joined me afterwards.
Carlos Dunlap joins me now from Lumen Field. Carlos, last week you came on after that loss in Los Angeles, and what did we talk about? When you win and you have another big game, we're going to have you on. We didn't have to wait too long. Welcome back.
Hey, we did talk about that. You're right. I remember that.
Well, you talk about the final play then, man. Take us through that. It looked like a four-man rush was coming. It ended up being a three-man rush.
Yeah.
And you tackled the hardest guy to tackle in the National Football League on fourth down. Take us through that play.
I'm just going to put an emphasis on the rush. When you give your dogs the opportunity to eat, we're going to eat. So as you seen before that whole drive, me and Jay Reed was working. Jay Reed got him. I came, got him. And then, hey, game on the line. Ball game. Yes.
You know, a lot of players or a lot of fans maybe want to see the offense have the game in their hands at the end. I'm the most defensive players. You want the game in your hands, don't you?
Absolutely. When they had the ball, the offense had the ball driving down. We were already talking on the sideline as a defense that it was going to be on us to close it down. And I just seen that look in Jay Reed eyes. Puna's eyes, LJ, and I still got the names. 95. I'm gonna have a brain fart. This is first week back.
Hey man, you sound like you're having fun. I mean, listen, I'll do respect to Cincinnati. Hey. You sound like you're having a lot of fun, man. What's it like in that room? You're talking about Jay Reed and all these other guys. What's it like in that room with this team?
Hey, like I said, it's refreshing. It's a fresh start. You know, no disrespect to anything prior, but I'm just excited to be here, happy to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity. And I feel overwhelmed with the welcome from everyone here. I can only imagine how this stadium would have erupted on that last play. I can only imagine. Can't wait.
Carlos, I'll tell you from experience how it would have happened. It would still be shaking. You would be a little bit nervous about an earthquake or something. That's how that place is, and you'll get to experience that at some point in the future.
Man, this has always been one of the stadiums that I love playing in because it's like it reminds me of the Swamp in college. It was always going crazy.
What was the game plan against Kyler Murray? The last game and you weren't here for the last game, but the last game that Seattle played, there wasn't a quarterback hit, there wasn't a sack. It looked like you're trying to play contain, or they tried to play contain that week, and really almost like the defensive ends weren't getting upfield, just make sure he doesn't beat you on the edge. This looked like a lot more aggressive game plan today.
Yeah, we got guys healthy, so we had an opportunity to get after them. We learned from the last game when we kind of try to just contain them, and now we wanted to get sacks, hits, pressures, keep them moving. We know he has quick feet and he can make plays, but, you know, we live and die with betting on us.
This was a physical football game. I thought that if nothing else, that your running back, Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde dictated how physical this game was going to be.
Man, Carlos, yes. Carlos was running hard. DJ was finished. Man, Bo was running hard. Yeah, this was an exciting day. I love seeing the running backs get on that second level and finish the rush. Yeah.
Hey, we talked, one of the things we mentioned last week, you have a loss, you want to get it out of you, especially two straight losses, you want to forget about that as soon as possible. So you were excited to play a Thursday game. Now you have almost a mini bye week. You have a Thursday game, and then you'll play again until next Monday. How excited are you for that? Let's look ahead a little bit to that because you can build off some momentum but also get some rest.
Yeah, this is a mini bye plus. And I obviously missed a bye week because I was in Cincy. So this is perfect timing for me. Even though I feel good, I'm excited to sit back, evaluate what I've done until this point, and see how I can help keep pushing for the long run with the guys.
Carlos, I'll wrap it up with this. As you look down the road, this defense, I think going back to what we talked about on Sunday, it felt like as of the second half Sunday and really for most of the game with the exception of a couple drives early in the second half tonight, it feels as if this team defensively has turned a corner and maybe is starting to get to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
What do you think about how good this defense and this team can be sitting here right now?
I mean, I think the sky's the limit. How we closed out that second half last game and how we played this whole game, I think we can continue to build on that. And then when you got Russ in the offense doing what they were doing, driving the ball down the field, scoring, and you know, the sky's the limit. I'm excited. I can't wait. And I'm just happy to be here.
I appreciate you coming out for a second straight game. I told you it would be a lot more fun after a win. Thank you.
Yeah, this definitely feels a lot better. Yes, sir.
Have a great bye week, Carlos. You deserve it. We'll talk to you hopefully after Philadelphia. You keep putting up two sacks. We're going to keep talking to you, okay?
All right. Go Hawks. Yeah.
Translation, I'm out of Cincinnati. God, I love it here.
Just a miserable fella.
Well, he brings some juice. You know, I feel a little, it's different, way different guy, different player, different age. But there's a little Frank Clark or Bruce Irvin there. And we've talked about that, having a guy that's a true edge rusher. It's not a coincidence that Jaron Reed's been better. I mean, it just isn't. And Jaron Reed had a career year when Frank Clark had a career year.
Yeah.
And they fed off of each other. LJ Collier, what did I tell you after that first scrimmage that I went to?
Well, you said that he was more active.
And he was inside, though, moving as an inside pass rusher. He's not an edge rusher, but an inside pass rusher. LJ Collier's he can be, that's what he is. And so, you know, now, because of everything going on, you've had to have him on the edge. I mean, Mayoa's been out. Dunlap wasn't here. Bruce getting hurt at the start of the year is probably something we don't talk about that often. But everyone else is talking about their D-line injuries. That was a guy they were counting on to be a factor for them this year. He wasn't there. Now all of a sudden they're getting these guys back, and Collier can play more of a natural role as an inside pass rusher. You noticed him, because on that last sack, who was right next to Dunlap?
Yeah.
It was Collier.
On a three-man rush.
They dropped four. They showed four. They dropped one, which we've talked about them doing before. All those things come into play. I just, you know, I think if you're a Seahawks fan, you should be really encouraged for this reason. This wasn't Russ throwing for 400 yards and DK just being the best athlete out there and et cetera, et cetera. This was, like, you can pick out every layer of both sides of the football, offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, wide receivers, et cetera, all the way through. Somewhere along the way, dudes, you know, more than one probably made a play, and that's huge. And that's a big, big thing. So, all right, when we come back, you're going to give me your three stars.
We'll see what you think of them.
We'll see how close you are. Again, if you've missed it, 49451. We're picking our three stars for today. If you match yours up with mine, then you have a chance to win $100 to Cutter and Buck. We're going to give away at least two, maybe even three. Kevin will make that decision to the Cutter and Buck outlet store. We'll do that coming up next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now back to our Football Friday, powered by Bud Light Seltzer, official partner of the Seattle Seahawks, on your home for college football Saturdays and the NFL, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, we're tracking a little bit of a story that could be taking place here. We told you at the headlines a little while ago that it looks like the five scheduled games in the Pac-12 conference are all on. We might have been a little quick on the trigger there.
A little premature, they say.
We're waiting to see. Lots of people who are watching it closely and covering this are telling us now, and I'll just, Theo Lawson at the top of the list, the guys at Kook Fan, but are saying that the Wazoo plane, the Washington State plane, has not left Pullman yet. They were scheduled to leave. So Theo Lawson from the Spokesman Review, the Wazoo beat writer, I'm able to confirm that the plane that was scheduled to take Wazoo's football team to San Jose hasn't left the ground. It's unclear what that means for tomorrow's football game at Stanford. Also unclear if a potential cancellation will be the result of COVID-19 or the 10 o'clock curfew. And he points out as well that it doesn't matter if it's cancellation because of COVID-19 with the team or with the curfew. It's all COVID-19 based. There was a thought you would be able to move the game time. There's a lot of things going on with that that would come into play, i.e. your television partners have to, I mean, you've got to have other teams have to move something probably. I don't know. Kevin, you could look actually fairly easy on your television set. What is on 620 on your cable tomorrow from 1 until 7? Because that would be the interesting thing, I would think. So there's a game at 12:30, I believe, tomorrow. Is there something in between?
So Illinois-Nebraska is at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Cal-Oregon State is at 12:30.
Okay.
And at 4 p.m., PBC Fight Night Boxing. It is live.
Yeah, that's
and then PBC Countdown. Okay, so
they could easily.
Have to think that moving that up 3.5 hours would not be a problem because it's all boxing programming.
And you could put that on FS2
because it's boxing there, and then PBC whatever Countdown, which is a repeat, and another repeat, leading into it. So they, TV wise, it appears they could move it up to 4.
Yeah. So if indeed they're not going, if that game ends up being canceled, it's probably as a result of the Wazoo situation. I would think before you would get on a bus, though, that you would have all that figured out, right? Wouldn't you think that you would?
Well, I'll say when you're trying to be ready, if they need to go, they got to be there ready to go, right?
Right.
So I get it. I guess you would be there and wait until the very last second to have to call everybody back because you need to be prepared to be there if you can. And need to
be. Your bus ride, if you fly out of Pullman, is like 2 minutes.
I don't know. but it doesn't take 2 minutes to get everyone together in a row, all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. We're waiting to find out. I know the guys at Coug Fan have mentioned that the 4 o'clock window would make sense, and that does make sense if you've got some sort of slappy boxing stuff going on that you could move around. That's you put that online, you put that on FS2, wherever you want to put it. You could certainly do that. They wouldn't want to lose, and they actually get a primetime game East Coast wise on FS1 at that point too. They may not want to compete with the primetime game on Fox, but I don't think it really matters at this point as long as you get the inventory paid for and all that kind of stuff, right? So we'll see. I had nothing from Wilner yet.
No.
Just kind of taking a peek. All right, 49451. Let me look at the texts. I have some texts. Kevin, we're doing our 3 stars today.
3 stars.
For the Seattle Seahawks 28-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals.
Now, 3 stars in a 4-star game. See what I did there?
I do see what you
Thank
did
you.
There. I do see that you that we have a lot of texts.
Yeah.
Which will be good for you to go through in a little while when I'm talking to Rap and Rang. I wrote mine down. You give me yours. One, do you want to go 3-2-1 like we would do in the hockey world, or do you want to go 1-2-3?
I'm going to go 1-2-3 because 3 is my most interesting one, I think.
Okay.
Number one, I think, especially when you look back to how they played the last game against the Cardinals and the game plan they went into this one, I think the man that we heard from last segment was the difference maker.
Okay, I'm
going
to write you.
I'm going number one, Carlos Dunlap.
Okay, so number 43 in your program, number one in your heart.
Number one in my 3 stars is going to be Carlos Dunlap. I think that what he was able to do there.
Can't change the number.
Well, that's what I said. No, now you lean into it. Yeah. I think now the rest of the defensive line should change their numbers to the 40s.
To the 40s? Yeah, why not?
Let's have a defensive line all in the 40s.
Perfect.
So I'm going Carlos Dunlap number one.
Okay.
Number two, and we haven't talked about this, and I don't even know if we're going to have time to talk about this. I don't think they actually changed their game plan all that much, but I think they got more out of the runs because they had Carlos Hyde back. So I'm going back-to-back Carloses to start the game.
Wow.
Carlos Hyde is my second
start.
So
you're going
game.
Carlos squared 1-2.
Exactly. So okay. I'm going Carlos on that 1-2. I think what he was able to do there was it was like refreshing in that, like I said, I don't think they changed their game plan on offense, but they were actually able to get something out of when they did run the ball. Because we all saw, DJ Dallas is not Carlos Hyde. And I didn't think the Carlos Hyde signing was a big deal at all. I'll be honest. I was like, all right, fine. Because in my mind, he's just another kind of oldish running back. I mean, not old, but he's a running back who's been around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Difference maker. Number three, I don't know that he had the best game of his life, but I think when you pull a Magic Johnson, you get to be my 3rd star. What's pulling a Magic Johnson? That's a point guard starting at center. You give me a guard starting at center doing something that he has never done,
mm-hmm.
at this level and he goes in there and he's not a disaster, that's my third star. Damian Lewis, a rookie. Wasn't Magic a rookie too?
God, I think he was.
I'm pretty sure Magic was a rookie too when he played center.
Yeah.
For me, Magic Damian Lewis is my third star because I thought what he did there was so admirable, and he might not have actually had the best game or the third best game, but I think what he did above what reasonable expectations could be set at gets my third star.
That was against your Philadelphia 76ers, was it not?
I think it was before I was a twinkle in my dad's eye, so I don't remember.
You don't remember, but you know it. All right.
By the way, LJ Collier, honorable mention.
Okay. I will say this. You are really close to what I wrote down.
Oh.
Yeah. But you're not 100%. And okay. Maybe not as close as you think you are.
Okay.
But you're close. So let's do this. I will tell you in the break what it is.
All right.
And then I'll let you figure out how many people got it correct. After we talk to Rang at 2:30 today, we'll award some 3-star gift cards to Cutter and Buck outlet store up in North Bend, $100 per. So we thank everybody that voted in. We'll cut off the voting now because I think you've got plenty. And I know I've seen at least a couple that were bang on. So.
And I think the fun thing that we're going to be able to do with this is also almost do some like MVP voting where we can see which guys appeared a lot.
The rest,
it'll be fun to look at. So 2:30 will be a fun time today.
Okay, so we'll do that at 2:30. Ian Rappaport's going to join us coming up at the top of the hour. The latest news around the NFL. Rang at 2:20 today, and we do have some more news from the Pac-12 Wazoo in Stanford. We'll give you that in the headlines next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.